Hello? Hello? Who is this? Hello? Answer me! Who is this? Hello? For God's sake, who are you? Hello? Hello?
If you'd like to make a call,
who is that?
Try again.
Hello?
If you need help, hang on.
Who are you? Please answer me! Oh God, who is this? Please stop it! Why are you doing this? Why? Why? Just tell me your name, please. I'm gonna hang up! I'm warning you! Hello! Whoever this is, I'm gonna hang up! That's it! Damn you, kids! Damn you! Hello?
Yeah, Bill.
Oh, Ted!
I've been trying to get through to you forever. Who have you been talking to?
I don't know! So help me, God! I don't know!
Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show, and I forgot which button controls my slider. There it is. With me today is Arfie, and maybe possibly some others will join us on Team Talk.
That would be fun. Hello, and that was a very funny bit from Adam Sandler, there, I do believe.
Yes. So I think...
Who are you?
Yeah. Hello? Answer me!
I am LeChuck.
No! if only I had my Murray clips at hand.
Yes, the Murray Oracle.
You may call me Murray! I don't think we're going to play Diablo 3 today. I don't know, I didn't feel it was really translating all that well. Maybe, I think it's just something I have to do, play it by myself. And I'm aware I still have, like, I think 2 shows to upload. I've just been lazy. I'll get to them eventually, I always do. So, I downloaded another game from GOG, and... It's called The Whispered World, so I think we'll give that a try and see what happens.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, options. Here we go. Start game now. Okay, then. Let's check something there. Okay, that should be the control for that. Alrighty.
Ooh, spooky.
Oh, yeah. So we're at the menu screen. The Whispered World by Daedalic Entertainment. It looks nice. It's like all like... It looks like it's like was all drawn. Which is cool.
Wow, when did this game come out? It sounds pretty decent.
Message. We are being reminded that there's a Nintendo press conference in an hour at E3. I guess E3 is going on now. I always forget when it is. Maybe they'll have some new stuff for the Wii U or whatever the heck that thing is called. But in the meantime, let's click new game.
It may make you sad to hear it, but this is the last story I'm going to tell you. I know, you like to hear funny stories with jolly people and a happy end, but I don't have the strength for that anymore. What difference would it make if I lied to you? Well, my last story takes place in a land far away, a land that is about to die. It begins in the autumn forest.
Okay. So I see some kind of animal dragging a couple of wagons.
This is the story of Sandwick, an owl, the sorrowful clown.
The owl looks Sandwick like they drew it right easily, out of King's like Quest. Every night. That's kind of funny.
And he doesn't even know that he'll destroy the world in the course of just a few days.
What?
Whoa.
So it's like some credits are rolling.
Have some crow ambience.
Cutscenes by Holy Cow Animation. our guy seems he's running across some stuff. He's climbing up to the top of some kind of mountain or something. Something's like a... It looks like the moon or some kind of big white orb flying around. He doesn't look pleased to see it. It's got a mustache. Or maybe the... Whoa.
Whoa.
What a nightmare. Every night it's the same. I can hardly remember the last time I had a decent night's sleep. Spot? Where could Spot be? He usually comes to see me in the morning.
Okay. Now I'm in control. What's in this room? Okay. Laundry on the ceiling and a hat. Okay, right mouse button brings up something. I don't understand quite what it's doing. Oh, I see. They got some interesting UI bugs in this. All right.
Oh, boy.
I guess right mouse button is my inventory. I click on stuff, but nothing happens. I don't know what the buttons do. This is not going well so far. Click on the stove. Anything happen? Right click on the stove. Nothing. E, U, I, T, voice. Oh, that's changing options and stuff. How about the door? Let's click on the door.
They protect me from wild predators,
what the heck just happened?
Murderers, and all the other dangers in life. Or such is the illusion.
Oh, okay. That's an annoying interface. Alright, so I click and hold, and then I get eye, mouth, or hand.
This rock reminds me of one of the most basic principles of life. No matter what you have accomplished, no matter how big your paws or how sharp your teeth are, you can still end up being a doormat for a band of circus clowns.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, our guy's like a sad-looking midget jester.
Our old stove. The handle is broken off. That's no use. The handle is broken off.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Candle.
Ouch! Oh, damn. This is going to blister. Why do I have to be so clumsy?
Maybe he should try and not grab the candle directly.
Ben must have put it up there for a reason. Probably as a reminder that I'm not capable of doing anything right without his help.
Can we read the note?
Ah, yes. I remember now. It's where Ben sketched out how the human cannibal act is supposed to work. It's so unfair. He can even draw better than me.
Let's see. Okay, when I mouse over this, me, it says me, cannon, plug, parachute, bomb.
That's supposed to be me. Ben didn't get the fearful expression on my face right, though. The most important thing is a solid barrel for the cannon. After all, the cannoneer shouldn't be harmed when he blows me sky high. The plug is attached to the mouth of the barrel. It's the only way to get enough pressure to blow me hundreds of yards into the air. Oh, boy, how I hate this act. A parachute should provide a safe landing. Then there's nothing to worry about, is there? A small bomb or some gunpowder are sufficient. Just load the cannon and light the fuse. Everything else will turn out fine. Seriously, that's what it says. Everything else will turn out fine. I can't believe this is real.
Oh my god. This guy's kind of depressing.
I know.
Who has joined us?
That would be me. Mars.
It is me, Sir Mars.
Welcome. Yeah, because I'm in full screen, so I can't see who's on Team Talk.
I can't reach it. That's too bad.
Cannot reach the... Ah, here we go. Drawer. Ah, what's in the drawer?
There's only that stupid note in there. Ben made me write down all my chores. Pure harassment, if you ask me. Oh. Ah, what the heck. I'd better collect the note anyway. Maybe I'll find a fire somewhere.
A fire, you say? Well, we could use the note with the candle.
It's tempting, but no thanks. Ben thinks I'm a no-good, irresponsible, lazy clown as it is right now.
Is there anything else in this room worth interacting with? What's that? Hole.
Ah, yes. The broken stovepipe. Quite funny how the mind works. Since the handle broke, I made a fuss about how cold it is, forgetting how I always complained about the smoke before.
Ooh. Is it big enough to be a barrel? The cannon?
No.
Sadwick! You awake? Come here at once! The day's already wasting away!
Ha! Right. Another happy day in the colorful world of the circus.
Note. Clowns are made it.
Spot! Don't just lie around like that. What's wrong with you?
What do you think's wrong with him?
Maybe he's sick. The plague. Or food poisoning.
Don't talk such nonsense.
Worm fungus? Blue pox? It could be anything.
He's thirsty, Sadwick. That's what happens if you don't carry out your chores properly.
Spot can take it. He's tough.
You've got a lot to learn. Caterpillars don't grow very old. Not if you treat them like this anyway. You'd better get used to the idea.
You're just saying that to annoy me.
I'm serious. You better give him something to drink.
Yeah, whatever, Ben. Come on. Let's go, Spot. We'll get you something to drink.
Ah! The game crashed.
Uh-oh.
Okay, then. Well,
that must have been a powerful drink.
I guess so.
Yeah.
That was disappointing. Okay, then. What to do now? We can try reopening it and hope that it saved where we were, which I probably am doubtful of.
We could see.
Let's find out. Okay, continue. Alright, well, I guess we're in the sort of the same area, walking out of the room.
Sadwick!
Alright, I've pressed escape. So now we're standing here. There's Spot. I guess we'll pick him up. Okay. What is that?
Is that him snoring?
No, that's something else off the side of the screen. I don't even know what it is. Maybe it's some kind of animal, I'm guessing.
I was about to say, that's a noisy caterpillar.
Alright, Spot. Time to have a drink.
There's a bucket of water over there. He jumped in it. It looks like the washboard is in there.
There you go.
Now he's like a bloated roly-poly. It's like a rolling ball-looking thing. What is this? Bruno. And it's following us now, I guess.
Bruno sleeps almost all day. He has to drag our trailers through dark forests during the night. I bet he never has nightmares. On the other hand, maybe this world is his nightmare.
Trap.
The fire dragon trap is empty once again. Grandpa always uses Nawahi eggs as bait.
Here's Grandpa.
Hello, Grandpa.
Oh, hello, Ben. You look different. Is that a new hat you're wearing?
I'm not Ben, Grandpa.
I know, Ben. They don't make hats like they used to anymore.
I'm Sadwick.
When I was a little clown, we used to wear real hats with big, firm bubbles.
Sadwick, your grandson.
I could knock out a full-grown ox with my bubbles. I know that poor animal, but that's the way people liked their hats back then. Now, what can I do for you, Ben?
I wish you wouldn't always mistake me for Ben. I had one of those terrible nightmares again.
There's a cute saying I remember from my boyhood on that very subject. What was it? I forgot.
You mean the old saying, dreams are 10 a penny?
What? That's nonsense. Dreams are not 10 a penny. I once knew a guy who sold dreams at considerably higher prices. Now that I think of it, that guy might have been me.
Who in the world bought dreams?
No one. Really, that was where the plan fell short. But it was worth a try. There are always fools who spend money on any little nonsense.
Oh, you mean like the upcoming real money auction house in Diablo 3 that's going to ruin the whole game?
Say, Grandpa, you've seen a lot of things in your time, haven't you?
You can say that again. You can ask me whatever you, whatever you can carry.
I think this guy's a little senile.
Yeah. He's a bit amnesiac for a start.
Yeah. What do you know about the autumn forest? Do you know anything about nightmares and visions? You know what? I'll just look it up myself.
Do you know anything about nightmares and visions?
I know enough that I can't give a profound opinion about them. Only real oracles can interpret dreams. And they're the only ones that can tell you if it was a vision of some sort. I once thought I had a vision too, you know. Ah, yes, an angel appeared and told me that one day my pantaloons would save the world. I was so excited. I went on pilgrimages, gathered disciples around me and performed services. And all that without ever changing my pants. Finally, a gypsy told me that it had only been a nightmare. Oh, Ben, you can hardly imagine how embarrassed I was. 5 years in a monastery. Simply because I had chili casserole before bedtime.
Oh, my God.
What do you know about the autumn forest?
Ah, the autumn forest is it's an enchanted place full of mystery. Strange creatures dwell there, but not as many nowadays as in the past. In ancient times, lots of diverse tribes lived there. Ah, you can still find traces of them in ruins and in caves. When I was a child, half the valley was submerged underwater. Now, there's only that little lake with the island. That's all I can remember at the moment.
That's not surprising. You'd even forget the color of your hair if you didn't look in the mirror regularly.
But I still know that it starts with a G.
That doesn't count. You're just guessing.
But I'm right.
Why? Yes,
See? That's a word. That's all I need to know. Please, let it be green.
You know what? God. I'll just look it up myself.
Yes, yes, yes. Couldn't hurt. I might still seem quite bright in the head. But sometimes the details get a little mixed up.
See you later.
Cheer up, Ben.
Come on, Spot. I want to get out of here. Let's take a look around the autumn forest.
What's that?
I just said, for those just tuning in, we are playing the Whispered World, or the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, sleepyhead. How often do I have to tell you? Rehearsals start at sunrise.
It's not my fault. I slept very badly last night.
Slept badly? What's that supposed to mean? Not those nightmares again.
They're not ordinary nightmares. They always feel so real. The earthquake, the craggy rocks.
Good heavens, Sadwick. Now pull yourself together. You're a clown, a jester, an entertainer. You're supposed to make people happy, not depressed.
My nightmares must mean something.
Nonsense. Dreams are for losers. The same with your books and your poems. It's time you got a grip on reality, the serious side of life. Does that ring any bells?
You mean colorful balls and makeup?
Geez, Sadwick. You're a real pain. You need to wake up and be productive.
Can't someone else play the clown?
And what do you want to do instead? Lion taming? Just face it, Sadwick. You're not talented enough for the big acts. You can't juggle. You can't throw. You can't even perform your human cannonball act properly.
I'm just fed up with honking noses and farting sounds. Why can't we provide high-class entertainment instead?
And what would that be?
I've written a couple of poems. How about theater? How about philosophy? I'd like to do something intelligent is all. You're right. The circus is the only worthwhile form of entertainment.
How about the theater?
How about theater?
Theater? Nobody understands those pompous blowhards. Do you know why people love the circus? Because they don't have to think too hard.
Ah, I get it. If somebody is in search of a real knucklehead,
he can come straight to me and
his search is over.
Hey, Wait a second.
All right, all right. The theater idea is off, but... How about philosophy?
What kind of thing?
What could be more entertaining than getting to grips with the very nature of existence?
Not getting to grips with it? Do you have more of those terrific ideas?
I've written a couple of poems.
Oh, please. Spare me your poems. Believe me. Nobody needs your cerebral whining.
I sneak to the mirror in the darkest of night. I stare at my image and just see the clown. The louder he laughs, the harder I fight. Oh, sinister world full of hardship and frowns.
Well, Sadwick, that's exactly why nobody likes you. If you really must write poems, why not some funny limericks?
Limericks?
There once was a young circus clown who imagined the sky falling down. He imagined so bad that it made him quite sad. On his face, he wore always a frown.
Okay, no poems then. But I'd like to do something intelligent is all.
Listen. We make good money without producing anything. What could possibly be more intelligent?
You're right. A circus is the only worthwhile form of entertainment.
Spare me your sarcasm. Nobody likes that kind of humor. Now, go and practice your burping alphabet.
Okay.
Or the human cannonball act.
See you.
Yep. See you. And don't forget... Keep smiling. You're a clown. Remember?
I've just sent you some things that may be of use.
That's Grandpa's shovel. He digs for roots and onions with it. Working in a compost heap, I think he stirs the soup with it, too.
Yoink.
Really?
Doesn't seem to be anything that way. Like, I'm not sure where to go here. Message! What are you guys playing? We're playing The Whispered World.
Bruno! What a shame. He's asleep. He's the only one in the family who listens to me.
That must be Bruno.
Yeah.
Keep your hands off the laundry. You'll only soil them again.
Let's try going in here.
Do we know what Bruno is?
I don't know. It's like a, you know, it's like a, some kind of fan, you know, it's not like a real animal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
That's Grandpa's third pair already. The last two were eaten by Woodworm, and it's only a matter of time with these.
His dentures. which Sadwick has collected and put in his pocket.
Great.
Also took a hairnet. And there seem to be all kinds of eyeballs and strange tentacles.
Grandpa
swirling.
Has always had a soft spot for animals. Well, who would have thought? Those really are regular recipes. There goes my theory that Grandpa is preparing our meals from the fishing bait manual. Cooking is one of Grandpa's tasks, not mine. Not that I didn't offer to cook, but Ben objected. It's a sign of how low his esteem for me is. I mean, petroleum soup? Seriously. Grandpa's latest creation, petroleum soup. Inflammatory on the stomach, highly flammable in general, and a hazard to all low-flying birds in the vicinity.
Alright, I guess there's nothing else in here. Unless we can
take... I'd rather leave him in there. It wouldn't be much fun to suck it through with a bottleneck for either of us.
Okay. So... Not sure what to do.
The water looks downright cloudy. No, wait. That's just a reflection of my face.
What can we do with Spot?
I don't know. Well, we can, like, pick him up and try to use him with stuff.
Fetch, Spot. What are you waiting for? Don't you want to protect me?
Okay. Go back outside.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the show.
Evening.
Hello.
Hello, Kyle.
Hi. This game sounds like something I would play.
Can I take some of the laundry?
Why not have a guess?
My guess is no.
Bravo! You guessed right. And now get back to work again.
Rather demanding, isn't he?
Yeah. Ah, there we go. Into the forest.
Where are you going?
I want to look around the forest.
Don't get lost.
Don't worry.
Someone should wake up the snoring person over there.
What the?
He went in a circle.
I could have told you that. You and your sense of orientation.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, what do you want this time?
Why am I always getting lost?
Because you're good for nothing.
Oh,
that's
my
why
God.
Lack of orientation is just another thing on the long list of your inabilities.
Without this game really piles it on.
You wouldn't even find your own feet.
Now we know why that guy's depressed all the time.
And what exactly are you doing?
I'm looking for my feet so I can kick you for what you just said.
Oh.
Where can I get a map?
I've got one in the trailer. It won't be easy for you to find, though.
Why?
You know how senile Grandpa is. I hid the map because he keeps mistaking it for one of his recipes.
Oh, yeah, I remember. If I ever have to eat Northeast again, I'll be sick for sure. Where can I get a compass?
I think Grandpa has one. Why don't you go and ask him?
Great. I might as well ask Bruno. Grandpa is so senile, he forgets what you asked if he tries to string two sentences together.
I might be a bit senile, but I've still got two ears with which I can still see very clearly.
Oh my, that won't be easy.
Yay for old people.
He's the best character so far, I think.
I was waiting for something like that. That was funny.
See you.
Yep. See you. And don't forget, keep smiling. You're a clown.
Let's talk to Grandpa.
Hello, Grandpa.
Hello, Ben. Is your hat still too tight?
I want to take a look around the autumn forest, but I keep getting lost.
If you want to go for a walk, have you given Spot something to drink yet?
Yes, Grandpa. All done and finished.
Well, you've earned a little walk then. Ah, but be careful. The autumn forest is big and dense. Yeah, very, very much like my beard. You can very easily get lost in it. Again, very much like my beard.
I already noticed that.
You'd better take my comb. I mean compass with you. Now where did I put it? I know, it's in the trailer, under the bed.
Great. Thanks, Grandpa. Under the bed, right?
Yes, under the bed. I like to take a pinch late at night.
Take a pinch of the compass?
Yes, I know, it's unhealthy. But at my age, well...
Are you sure you're talking about the compass? Don't you mean compote?
Compote? What are you insinuating? Did you nose around my notes? Besides, if I planned anything like that, it would be none of your business. You must consider all the consequences of such a compote, you know.
A compote with broad ramifications?
Yes, so you better keep your nose out of it.
Oh, Grandpa, you're talking about a complot. You're planning a complot.
A complot? I have no idea what you're talking about. You don't need to plan a complot. I just made one not 10 minutes ago, right behind the trailer.
That's compost.
Impossible. I carry the compost with me all the time.
The compost?
It's in my pocket. I'm pretty sure it is. Just a second. Here it is.
Hey, we got
a compost.
That's not compost. That's the compass.
Really? Then where's the compost? Would you mind checking under my bed?
Sure. Just remind me again later, okay? Now, I'm taking a walk in the autumn forest.
Might be back for lunch, you hear?
No, thanks. I really don't care for petroleum soup.
Well, what's that?
Oh, nothing really. Thanks, Grandpa. See you later.
Cheer up, Ben.
Oh, my God. Okay. I picked up a handkerchief. Let's see, recipes.
Cooking is one of Grandpa's tasks, not mine. Not that I didn't offer to cook. It's a shame. I mean.
Alright, come on.
Well, who would have thought? Those really are, but ergo. More recipes. Beaver eyes. Grandpa uses them as cooking ingredients. He calls the dish eye candy.
Oh no.
It's not good.
At that comment, eye candy.
I took a cork out of a bottle. All right. Well, we have a compass now.
The cork? Did you just keep the cork and not the bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like this game. This is pretty good.
It's weird. Oh my god.
What the?
Well, he went in a circle
that's
again.
That's like playing blind man's bluff without a blindfold.
The compass needle points north. It's all quiet, dull, and monotonous there. Must be great.
Hmm.
I guess we still need the map or something, huh?
Yeah. Hey, what's this? Okay. I discovered something in the interface. I can change spot from being like a bubble back to being like not a bubble.
Huh, interesting.
That could actually work. Hey, Spot, I need your help. We have to get this thing open. Do you think you can do that? All right, go for it.
It said meep.
Meep.
So we put Spot in the hole in the stove. He looks a little charred, but... Well, the stove was off.
That was none too bad.
He opened the stove. There's a casket in the stove? What the heck kind of a casket fits in a stove?
Okay, then.
I think they just,
Hey, isn't that Ben's casket?
Uh-huh.
Why is there a casket there?
I don't know. It's just a box. I don't know. They're calling it a casket. I just punched the bear rug on the floor, and its mouth opened, and there's a key inside.
Ah! Oh, boy, that was close. Ben will pay for this. I could have croaked.
Bitten by a fake bear. Ooh.
There, take that.
Haha.
I wonder if that's the key to Ben's casket. It matches. The casket is open. Now
so
I shouldn't get lost anymore.
I got the map.
Aha.
We found the map!
Success!
You can't go anywhere without a map.
Oh,
Ben Winslow
dear, he's
would
getting
be,
more and more difficult each day.
He's still young. He hasn't found his responsibilities in the world yet.
He should carry out his responsibilities to the circus first, before looking for new ones.
Oh, by the way, I hate you, both of you. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Wow.
Never mind me.
Wow.
Ben is in a bad mood today.
Oh, shut up, Grandpa. Just be quiet, will you?
Okay,
poor
so...
Grandpa.
All right, now we got a map. And we got one location besides where we are, so... The shore.
Yikes! There's somebody there. A stranger. I wonder what he's doing here.
Messenger, it says.
A stranger. Hello.
Ah! Oh, thank heaven. You're not an askew, obviously.
I'm not a what?
Oh, nothing. Everything's fine. At last, I've met someone. Are you from around these parts?
No, we're just passing through with our circus.
Damn! I thought it was too good to be true.
Who are you?
Why do you want to know? Are you one of the Askeel spies?
Could be.
Ah, nonsense. Of course you're not an Askeel. I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous. My name is Bobby. I've come from far away. Huh? Oh, yes. I am a Chusky. You know? And you are?
I'm Shadwick. My family owns a small traveling circus.
I understand. So, you're some kind of clown.
We're in the performing arts trade.
A clown, then. You don't look particularly happy, if I might say so.
Chusky? What does that mean?
What? You don't know the Chusky? The word means messenger. We perform important tasks on behalf of the king.
Chusky. Now I remember. Grandpa told me about you, but you can't be a Chusky.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
Chusky are noble messengers of the king, and not miserable chickens like you. They are brave heroes, not green-skinned quitters like you. They're skilled trackers, not dim-witted dorks like you. They're cheerful adventurers, not sluggish boars like you. In fact, I don't really know much about the Chusky.
Third option.
Chusky are skilled trackers.
Even though it may look that way, I'm not lost. I'm just not sure about where to go. That's all.
Chusky, our noble messengers to Corona.
Oh, yeah? And where do you think I'm coming from?
Well, you rather look like someone coming from a...
That's right. Directly from the royal court.
You? From Corona? I don't believe you.
You should. I am a Chusky, and I'm on a mission on behalf of the king.
In fact, I don't really know much about the Chusky.
Unfortunately, I haven't got the time to tell you about my daring adventures, which is a shame. They're full of suspense. Epic, too. And every now and again, there's a laugh or two included.
Well, too bad. What exactly is your mission? Not that I'm really interested.
Actually, it's a secret. But all right, I'll tell you. I'm carrying a precious and powerful artifact. The Whispering Stone.
The what?
Whispering Stone.
Blistering Bone?
The Whispering Stone! Why don't you listen?
How could I with you mumbling like that?
My mission is to take it back to Corona, to the king's castle.
Whispering Stone? That doesn't sound very powerful.
I don't know very much about it, but I do know that it's very important.
Otherwise, the Royal Stones collection wouldn't be complete.
It's not a joking matter. As far as I know, the king needs it to prevent the end of the world.
And now I'm supposed to help you with your mission, right?
The clown wants to help a real Chusky with his mission. Now that's a good one.
What? I'm sure I could be of some help.
Impossible.
I'm every bit as good as you.
At least you're a pretty good clown.
Whatever. Okay, so do your stuff alone.
Hey, hey! Take it easy. I understand that you're fascinated by my adventures.
Yeah, well.
But you simply don't know what you're getting involved with. The life of a Chusky is full of danger. You'll get yourself into big trouble. If you want to help me, you'll need to be 100% certain.
I'm 100% certain, sure.
So, at least you've got guts. That's a good thing. But are you skillful enough, too?
In fact, I'm quite a clumsy fellow.
In that case, you'd better forget it. As my right-hand man, you couldn't be all thumbs.
I'm just as skilled as you are.
Didn't you claim otherwise just now?
The bugs are very noisy around here. You must have misheard.
Well, never mind. But I wonder whether you are optimistic enough. You strike me as being rather negative. Chusky are characterized by their incredible joyful nature, which gives us the energy to find a way out of even the most difficult situations. Are you really joyful enough?
Of course. I'm a clown, after all.
Right. How could I ever doubt you? Very well, then. It looks like you meet the necessary requirements. Great. You see, I'm really desperate, and time is running out.
Don't get your hopes up. I'm not very good at things like this. Usually things get more complicated as soon as I try to help.
That doesn't sound either brave or joyful or skillful. Maybe I should put your abilities to a test first.
A test?
Yes. You could go and fetch me something to eat. A nice fish would just do the trick.
What? I'm supposed to catch a fish for you? I wanted to help you with your mission. If I want to play the lackey, I might as well go back to my family.
Hold your horses. First, you show me what you can do by catching a fish for me. Then, I'll fill you in on my mission. Do you think you can do that?
I'll manage somehow.
I believe in you, Sadwick.
See you later.
Later.
Okay. I guess we gotta catch a fish. I picked up a twig off the ground. Let's see. We can combine the branch with the hairnet we picked up.
Well, let's see. A measly dip net for a measly clown. There. That'll work. Hey, that actually worked. Looks like the clumsy little brother finally accomplished something.
Fish. Oh, that was easy.
I did it. I caught a fish.
Ooh, yum. That's the first good news I heard in months.
Will you tell me about your mission then?
Of course. I'm a man who keeps his promises. But be warned. Helping me will put you in great danger. The Asgeel are hot on my trail. I shouldn't even be here anymore.
Now, please, don't exaggerate.
You have no idea, have you? Well, are you sure you want to get involved with this?
We've been there already. I'm absolutely sure.
All right, then. Well, have you ever heard of Shana?
Shana. Shana, Shana, that rings a bell, but tell me what you know first.
She's an oracle, a kind of clairvoyant. And according to the legend, she lives somewhere in the autumn forest. But maybe it's nothing more than that, just a legend. I've already searched until I'm half dead. I'm going to cancel my quest. I mustn't stay here too long. I've got a bad feeling that the Asgeel are hot on my trail.
Say, about this Shana.
Yes? What about her?
Where shall I start looking for her?
The only thing I know is that she's supposed to live in a cabin in the middle of the autumn forest. But where exactly? I have no idea. I came down from the hills in the east. There's a good view of the valley and the whole autumn forest from there. But a cabin? Not a trace. The only things remotely resembling buildings are those ruins to the west. But I've already been there. A couple of columns and statues, that's all. Then there's that cave near the mountains. And that finally leaves the forest itself. Maybe you could get a better overview from that giant tree to the south. I can chart those places on your map if you want me to.
Well, at least that's a start. What do you want from Shana?
Verona is far away. Without help, it will take months to get there. I'm hoping that Shana can give me some advice. There must be a way to shorten the trip.
Enough of Shana. Let's talk about something else.
As you wish. What else is on your mind?
Do you want to see the circus?
What? Are you mad? Do I look like I have time for that kind of nonsense? You just go back to your circus, Sonny. I have to deal with the important things in this world.
So the big responsibilities of this world are up to you? Now that's unsettling.
Yes, indeed. and neither elephants nor colorful balls can prevent me from carrying out my mission. Not even cheerful chimps with hilarious hats. You don't happen to have chimps in your circus, do you?
No.
No, of course not. And even if you had, I wouldn't have been interested at all. For I am a Chasky, and nothing can stop me from carrying out my mission.
Are the stories about Corona true?
It depends. Which stories are you referring to?
I heard that the end is near.
That's right, I'm afraid. The landscape around Corona has already started to fall apart.
Like in my dream.
You dreamed about that? Uh-oh. That's not good. That's not good at all.
Why do you say that?
Oh, no reason. Forget about it, will you?
I heard Corona has fallen.
Not yet, but the situation is growing more and more threatening. The Asgill have advanced up to the castle.
The Asgill?
Yes, a horrific strain of creatures. It's just a matter of time, I fear.
I heard that the king is dead.
He's not dead, but he's very weak. I think the impending doom is getting to him.
In fact,
hello.
I've only heard rumors.
Well,
what are you playing?
Not everything one hears is true, but the situation is serious.
The Whispered World.
Is this LucasArts?
No. They don't make adventure games anymore.
Oh, Sierra.
Nope.
Oh.
Some independent company. I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll have to get the archive of this at some point. I'll just come online, training, breakfast, that sort of shit.
Cool.
Alfie's away. Does that mean I've got to boot up full-time or something?
No, I think he's just getting food or something.
Yeah, I planned to be earlier, but, you know, breakfast and the fact that it's Queen's birthday weekend and up and training and... That's what shit and,
Say, about this Shana.
Yes? What about her?
An oracle? Can she interpret dreams as well?
Of course.
In that case, I have to meet her too. Maybe my dreams do mean something after all.
Hmm. You could come with me.
Really? That'd be great. I'll finally find out the meaning of my dreams.
Provided, of course, we can find her.
Enough of Shana.
As you wish. What else is on your mind?
See you later.
Later. Contact me if you have new information about Shana.
Okay, so ruins, tree, circus, cave. I've gone to the ruins.
Ooh.
There's an engraving on the tongue. It reads, "In memory of the mighty sea eyes, they watched over our world for millennia. They watched over us from numerous eyes. We brought them the green round fruit of
hello.
The Fatalia tree
I'm online now too.
As offering, and they rewarded us by bringing light into our lives." That's odd. Mason poetry. There's thick moss growing on the statue. I won't be able to get the moss off with my bare hands. Yes, that could work. Hey, what have we here? There's obviously something missing here. Some kind of a key, maybe.
What did you use to take off the moss?
The handkerchief.
Doesn't fit. There's obviously something missing here. Some kind of a key, maybe.
I picked up two turtles.
Doesn't fit. There's obviously something missing here. Some kind of a key.
Yeah. Hmm.
There really was something beneath the moss. A recess next to a royal insignia. Seems to be some kind of mechanism. I'd better tell Bobby. I'm sure he must have overlooked it. There seems to be some kind of a path. I have to get through somehow. There seems to be some... It's locked, and I don't see a keyhole. A typical Shadwick situation. I won't be able to remove the underbrush with my bare hands, but I'll keep that in mind in case I ever feel the urge to get pierced by poisonous thorns.
No thanks.
Chadwick! Shh! Did you see that just now?
What?
I think it's the Askeel. They found me!
Oh, that's nonsense. You really are the biggest coward I ever met.
But they're here. I know for sure. I need to get away as quickly as possible. Or we'll be lost if the Askeel get hold of the Whispering Stone.
Please don't go yet. I discovered something in the ruins. Some kind of mechanism.
A mechanism? I must have missed that.
There was also a socket for a stone.
A socket, you say? Was the royal insignia next to it?
Yes. How did you know?
Good grief, Chadwick. That must be the secret passage to Shanna's place.
Unfortunately, though, it's locked tight.
That's as may be. But we have the key. Those insignia locks used to be quite common throughout the whole kingdom. I'm sure the Whispering Stone will fit there.
The Whispering Stone? Well then, what are we waiting for?
Okay. I mean, no, wait. With all the excitement, I nearly forgot the Askeel. They mustn't find me at any cost.
You can't be serious.
But I am. I'd rather stay here.
Then give me the stone at least. I could go and talk to Shanna alone.
What? Impossible. I can't give you the Whispering Stone. The fate of the world depends on it. What if you make a mistake?
Let's see.
The fate of the world.
Yeah. Why don't you come with me? If you don't give me the Whispering Stone, I'll never be able to find Shanna. Maybe the Whispering Stone doesn't fit after all, then just forget it.
Second one.
Second option.
If you don't give me the Whispering Stone, I'll never be able to find Shanna.
You cannot have the Whispering Stone. It was entrusted to me alone. I promised not to pass it to anyone else.
The first one. Try the first one.
Why don't you come with me?
No. I already told you. The Askeel are somewhere nearby. In fact, I shouldn't even be here anymore.
But you promised we'd go to Shanna.
That may be right, but...
Then give me the stone. We're virtually a team now. Or did I not help you before?
Well, you did.
And on top of that, I have those visions. I'm sure they mean something. It can't just be a coincidence. Come on. Give me the stone and I'll find Shanna. I'd be surprised if the Askeel found you here that quickly.
I know this is a mistake, but... All right, I will entrust the Whispering Stone to you.
Thank you. You won't be sorry.
Please, hurry, Chadwick, and guard that stone jealously. If something happens to it, we're all done for.
Oh my god.
I thought he was say if something happens to it, I will kill you or something.
What's supposed to be so special about this thing? No thanks. Even though I'm used to Grandpa's marble cake.
I tried to talk to it.
I knew it! It matches!
Uh-oh.
Hey! What's happening? An earthquake!
Oh, stuff. They cut over to his trailer, and some stuff fell from the ceiling. And the stone fell out of this thing.
No! Stop it, Spot! Spot!
And Spot... Well, the stone was going to roll off the cliff, but Spot ate it.
What did you do now? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Ooh. I'd better tell Bobby. What was that?
Well, I guess Spot has the stone now. That guy's gone.
Bobby? Bobby? Hey, what happened here? Looks like there was some kind of fight. The Asker got Bobby. Oh, dear. It's all my fault.
There's a knife.
Uh-oh.
Take it.
Obviously, the Askill were heavily armed, and I thought Bobby was just exaggerating. I hope he's all right. Spot doesn't like knives. Not since Ben forced me to do that knife-throwing act. Spot forgave me straight away, but my guilty conscience lasted for weeks. One fish is enough for now.
Okay. Let's go to the circus, I guess.
Someone's asleep.
No, those strange pipes are in the way.
It's Bruno.
Oh, God.
Where
I'm
going to
switch myself
from?
Over.
And what's with these strange sparks? How can that be? Ouch! Oh, that headache! Damn! Ow! Ouch! Ah! Damn!
Oh, it's always the same with the boy.
He's unconscious. Oh, he's waking up.
What just happened? I don't think I really want to know.
Let's go back to the forest ruins. Now that we have the knife, maybe we can cut the bushes.
There we go. Ha! I knew it! There's an overgrown path leading deeper into the valley. Shana, I'm coming.
All right.
Come on, Spot. Don't hang behind.
He's far in the background. Say, what's this?
Hey, who do we have here?
What? Where? I don't see anything.
There's a guy wearing a clown's costume.
Huh? Don't try to pull my leg again. You know darn well I can't turn around.
They're talking rocks.
Who are you?
Who wear rocks?
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I'm Ralph, and the guy behind me is Ingo. He's my half-brother.
Hey, I'm not your half-brother. I'm your full brother.
Yeah, but we're two. And brother divided by two equals a half-brother.
You sure about that?
Of course. But I can check it again on my slide rule if you want me to.
That'd be great.
Yep, half-brother's all right. Although I got more brains and you got more rock.
Your slide rule tells you all that?
Yep, it's right here.
Man, I'd love to take a look at it myself. Too bad I can't turn around.
So, what do rocks do for kicks all day long?
What do you think we're doing?
We do what most rocks do for kicks.
We lie about and enjoy our simple lives.
Which in Ingo's case is particularly simple.
That sounds almost as boring as working in the circus.
Why boring? We lie about enjoying the sun and don't get into harm's way.
And we don't have any secret plans whatsoever, such as enslaving the world or anything like that.
Ingo.
What?
That's enough.
What did I do this time?
You can't even keep the slightest thing to yourself.
I didn't say anything, did I?
I didn't say anything. It won't happen again. How could I have known there's a princess in that cage? Man, I'm really fed up with your excuses.
But you know very well that we need an accomplice for our plan. One with legs.
But not such a greenhorn.
Enough of your phantasms.
Phantasms?
We don't have to take that.
Especially not from a greenhorn like you.
Any idea where I could find Shauna?
Shauna? She lives in that cabin over there.
Rolf?
Man, will she be pleased.
Rolf? I think...
She hasn't had any visitors for years.
Hold on. What cabin? There's only a door.
What? That's nonsense.
No, Rolf. He's right. Shanna's cabin is in ruins. Has been for a long time.
But how did that happen?
Remember that storm? 8 years, 3 months, and 25 days ago?
Sure. I'm a rock. I never forget anything.
In that case, you'll also remember the earthquake the next day.
Of course. That was the day my termite ranch was destroyed.
Damn erosion.
So the cabin fell victim to the earthquake.
No!
Erosion?
I should have known. See you later.
Yeah. You know where to find us.
We're not going anywhere.
Do I want to find you again? You sound like a lot of louts anyway.
Oh my god. Go back here.
Uh-oh. Obviously, the Askill were heavily armed. And I thought Bobby was just exaggerating. I hope he's all right. I must be crazy to lug these things around with me.
Bombs.
Yeah.
Now we have bombs. I don't know what we'll do with them.
Throw them.
Well, that won't work, I can assure you.
What's he trying to do?
He tried to enter the cabin the regular way.
What a greenhorn.
Huh. Okay, this is obviously some sort of puzzle with this door and maybe magic, I don't know. Because it's basically there's just a door here and nothing else. It's just like a door and a frame standing to nothing.
Is there a place to put the whispering rock at all?
That door sounds like the Narnia book.
Uh-oh. Whoa! Well, I figured it out.
Where did I end up now? How is that possible? Shauna?
Okay. We seem to be in a... I don't know quite how to describe what is in this cabin. Looks like lots and lots of paper. I don't know. There's a clock. Clock face. Minute hand. I can change the time on the clock. But it doesn't seem to do anything.
Ah, those notes. Shana doesn't seem to be home. I'd better not mess with Shana's armchair. She might curse me with a blue pox if I do.
Let's talk to the Rock Brothers.
Hello, you two.
Inko, look, the clown's back.
How would I know?
I've been in Shana's cabin, but she wasn't there.
Why? What time is it?
I have no idea. What's that got to do with it?
What's that got to do with it, he asks.
What a greenhorn.
Oh, come on, Rob. How is he supposed to know?
Supposed to know what?
Shana is an oracle, a magic being from another world. You can only meet her at certain times of day.
At half past noon?
Rubbish. Not half past noon, you idiot.
But something's supposed to happen at half past noon.
Nothing's happening at half past noon. The only thing that might happen at half past noon is the emergence of the first little hint of when Shana will turn up.
And when will she finally turn up?
In order to discover that, you'd better wait until half past noon, don't you think?
I hate you. See you later.
Hey, the clock, change the clock.
We're not going anywhere.
Ha, we can fiddle the time? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Time machine.
Well, at least it'll unlock something, maybe.
Yeah.
I've set the minute hand to 30. I don't know if something's supposed to happen.
Don't you dare scratch the cover of the armchair. Don't look at me so dim-witted. I don't fall for that anymore.
What about setting the hour hand to 12?
There isn't one. It's only the minute hand.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Have we got something that could look like a hand? Maybe come a kind of a bone?
Yeah.
Good call.
We might have to...
We do have the fishbone.
I have
placed
the
fishbone on the clock. Now we have an hour hand.
Okay, turn that to 12. This is sort of interactive fiction anyway.
It's set to 12:30.
The autumn forest isn't even charted on the globe. Corona is far away.
Hmm.
Hello? Shana?
Okay, obviously we gotta do something else with the clock. I'm just like trying some arbitrary times.
It would take hours to read them all.
Does he have nothing better to do than create disorder amongst our belongings?
And I already have one.
What? What just happened?
I don't know.
That was weird.
Did that come from the clock, or?
I don't know.
You said it back to what it was to see if she's talking?
No. I don't get it.
Me either.
What time was it when we heard the voice? What time did you set that to? Can you reset that again?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Uh-oh. Is there anything else in the cabin besides the papers and the clock? Like something in the armchair, or?
It would take hours to read them all. It would take hours.
Does he have nothing better to do than create disorder amongst our belongings?
And I already have one.
We do?
Did you look at the papers twice and that went off? Is that what the key was?
It's when I try to use the hand on it.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm missing here. There's a beam of light coming through the window.
It's obviously part of a key to some system.
Is there any mirror?
Maybe the beam of light will point you at a specific note.
Yeah, I know.
That has to be it.
Your clock is off, in case you don't know.
Oracles are not limited by mundane concepts such as time.
Maybe I have to walk out and then come back in. It's set to 12:30. What do they want from me?
Press a button on the clock or something. Weird.
I wonder if the light has anything to do with it. You said there was a stream of light?
I got an idea.
And you heard a response. Time didn't have, wasn't everything to do with it, so. There's something to do with the, something
curious
else.
Curious of something. I wonder if the time that I set in there affects anything else.
You said a bunch of stuff dropped in his cabin when they had the earthquake. Did we get any of that stuff yet, or
his
trailer?
Let's see again. Let's look again. I I don't see anything in here, so...
Okay.
Like, that I can take.
Except for getting electrocuted by electrical power lines or something.
Yeah.
Bruno.
Nothing wakes him up.
I don't get it. What am I doing wrong?
Hello, you two.
The clown's back.
How would I know?
When can I meet Shauna again?
Definitely not half past noon, right?
Right.
And what will happen at half past noon?
Why so impatient?
Why don't you just wait until then?
How typical of pets. Just can't hold their feet still.
Shall I carry you someplace else for a change?
Don't even think about it. We're not being pushed around by anyone.
Well, I wouldn't mind being rotated a bit. I've been staring at that same rock over there for ages.
Have you lost the little that's left of your dignity? We are rocks. We don't need any help.
But, Ralph, that rock looks like a cow's behind. And that's not all. I've been lying on this pointed stick for years. I may be a rock, but I have feelings too, you know.
We don't let ourselves be carried around, and that's that.
Pointed stick?
See you later.
Yeah. You know where to find us.
We're not going anywhere.
Can you get that pointed stick?
I think it's just a talking point.
Oh, okay.
Bot is not interested in clocks. It's always lunchtime for him.
Is there anything where the pendulum is, or?
No, I can't, like, interact with anything except the minute hand and the hour hand.
You switch the hands around so it's 6:30 or 6 o'clock.
I don't know.
Don't know, but it would be something like that with interactive fiction. They always swap things. Stupid.
This is pissing me off. You set the clock to 12:30. Absolutely nothing happens.
I'd better not mess with Shauna. She might...
Is the beam of light pointing?
I'd better take a closer look before I start messing with it.
I just wonder if the clock is like a doorway or something.
I don't know.
It would take out.
Does he have.
And I. What's with all these notes? The autumn forest corona. No thanks. I already feel.
Well, I guess the game is over. There's like nothing I can do. I set the clock to 6:30. I mean, it's 12:30. Nothing happens. The light doesn't change. The same thing happens with all the notes on the shelf.
You got a walkthrough or something?
Is there anything you can do with the armchair? Probably not, huh?
I could look at it, I can try to talk to it, and I can use... There's only three options. We've tried them all.
Bleh.
Hello? Shauna? Shauna doesn't seem to be home. I'd better not mess with she, my cr...
What else do we have at our inventory? Maybe that will help us.
Cork, casket, map, knife, turtles, dip net, and bombs. And teeth, and a compass, and a shovel.
Compass sounds interesting, but I don't know how you'd use it. Maybe you've got to be at a certain point. I don't know. Nothing sounds obvious.
Well, you have bombs, you can blow things up, but it probably wouldn't help.
Well, you could blow the... No, blowing the clock up wouldn't... It would be too stupid. So, sometimes...
Wait a minute. Let's try something.
Well, there's rocks and you give you clues.
Oh my!
Did he try the regular way again?
Yes!
What a greenhorn.
So you can't open the regular door if it's 12:30.
I don't know. This is stupid.
If it isn't 12:30, you can open the regular door, maybe.
No, you have to go in through another way.
Oh my god.
What?
There's like a one pixel area that is button in the middle of the clock.
Oh dear god.
Like a freaking pixel, really?
Dear god. Oh my.
Okay, so something happened. Now the light's clearly pointing at a note.
The light shines directly onto this note. Could that be a coincidence?
We believe so.
All right. Do a sleeping giant a favor. What's that supposed to mean?
A sleeping giant, huh?
Oh, and sleeping is Bruno.
Well, he's huge.
Bruno! What a shame. He's the only one in the...
there anything we can give him, like a bone or?
Wait a minute.
Zap him with some lightning.
Where was?
What was that note?
Ah, yes. I remember now. It's where Ben sketched out how the human... It's so...
Yeah, it's pointing at something
now
else.
Now the light shines onto this note here. It reads, "The colors come back into the world." Hmm?
Weird.
I think I'm just... I don't know.
Was me, actually.
He shall approach. I see only a child in the costume of a clown.
I'm a carny.
The carny is lost.
My name is Shadwick, and I'm not lost. I'm looking for Shauna.
I am Shauna.
Yeah, I already figured that.
So... he's able to use his brain, then. And yet he's here, where he doesn't belong. He may speak, for the time being. What does he want from Shauna? Who sent him?
Chesky called Bobby sent me.
The clown speaks words of nonsense. The path of the Chesky is a dangerous one. No Chesky would be so negligent of his honor as to abuse a useless child for his own purposes.
Maybe I'm not as useless as I look.
He doubts the truth of his own words. How useful does he think he is?
Well, it's true that I drop things quite frequently. I'm also not as strong and athletic as my brother. To be honest, there's nothing he couldn't do better than me, but...
Enough. I've heard sufficient evidence. If this Chesky really exists, I want to talk to him in person. Why doesn't he come himself, instead of sending a useless child?
He told me you can interpret dreams.
The Chesky neglected to give him an important piece of information. Shauna only interprets dreams for important persons, not for clowns.
I didn't come here as a clown. I'm helping Bobby carry out his mission. He even entrusted me with a Whispering Stone.
What does he say now? The Whispering Stone is with us in the Autumn Forest. He shall show it to Shauna.
Well, I don't exactly have it on me right now.
Miserable fool! The Whispering Stone is an important and powerful object.
Well, now it belongs to Spot.
It shall be returned to the palace at once.
But Spot liked it. It was delicious.
I'm not leaving before you've interpreted my dream.
Then he can expect it to be a long day. The clown has to be careful. The thing he is waiting for will not happen. There is hardly a greater torture.
My dreams are meaningful, too.
He is not in the position to decide that.
All right. Then you tell me if they mean anything. After all, you're the expert, right?
I am an oracle. I see things before they happen. I do not see me giving comfort to a clown that slept badly.
What would happen if the Whispering Stone is not taken to Corona?
The Whispering Stone is a powerful object.
You said that already.
While the Whispering Stone is not in its place in the Royal Palace, the equilibrium of the world is disturbed. This world will end.
Like in my dream.
The clown has dreamed of the end of the world?
Yes.
It was not a dream then. It was a vision.
That's what I was trying to tell you the whole time.
There are but a few people who can see doom in their dreams. I must discover more. I sense there is a mighty prophecy in this dream.
So you're going to tell me what it means, right?
Yes, but he won't be pleased.
Is that part of the prophecy?
Juggling with supernatural powers is not a circus act. He will hear things that were never meant for human ears.
I hear Ben snoring every night. I don't shock easily anymore.
The clown believes he cannot be shocked anymore. He is a fool.
What gave me away? The baubles?
He does not take Shauna seriously. It might be a mistake to reveal his fate to him.
No, I'll be quiet already. I'm sorry. I'm just excited. Please go on.
Very well. He shall give a full account of the details of his dream.
Well, first there is this rocky landscape. Everything is destroyed. I run as fast as I can, and then the rocks under my feet give way. Then, all of a sudden, I notice a blue light, and...
The oracle's
hello?
Frozen in place.
Shauna?
Runners from home, Shauna.
Shauna, you all of a sudden seem to be... I don't know. Tent. That's pretty cool. Flashy eyes and everything. Kind of weird, but...
Runners from home, Shauna.
Okay. Enough of that. This is getting way too spooky already. Shauna? Could you please kindly...
Sadwick!
Ah!
This world is about to meet its end. Like the world in your dream, this one too will crumble. You, Sadwick, hold the fate of the world in your hands.
Okay.
You will be the one who dooms this world.
What?
It is your fate to destroy this world.
What? No, hold it. Shauna, no, you must be wrong. Hey, you haven't finished yet. I'm sure I'm supposed to save the world, aren't I?
That was a mighty vision. What did I say while I was in the trance?
Well, we'd better talk that over. Maybe later, okay?
The clown must tell me what I prophesized.
Yeah, all right. I guess I have to get it off my chest sometime. You said I would...
Yes?
You told me... Phew, it's not easy. I just can't get the words out.
You said I would destroy the world. You told me I would save the world. I don't want to talk about it.
The first one. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth, ain't it?
He doesn't seem too keen to tell it, but we'll try it, see what it does.
You said I would... Oh my...
What is wrong with the clown? What is he trying to tell us?
Now the only there's only two options left. You told me I would save the world. I don't want to talk about it.
Probably go with the first one.
You told me I would save the world.
Did I now?
Yes, save the world. Those were your words. But I don't exactly know how I'm supposed to do that.
Well, he is in possession of the Whispering Stone.
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Then the task is set. The Whispering Stone must be taken to Corona, to the King's Castle.
Okay, and then the world will be saved and not destroyed, right?
Yes, just like in the prophecy.
Have you ever been wrong?
Never. The prophecies always come true, but not always in the manner that one expected.
So there is room for interpretation.
What does the clown insinuate?
Nothing. How do I get to Corona? It must be terribly far away, and I don't even have directions.
Yes, the clown will need help. He mustn't lose time. The only way is to find Kalida. Kalida will take him to Corona.
Kalida? Who's that? Another oracle? I hope it's easier to find her.
Kalida lives in the middle of the lake.
On the island? How am I ever supposed to get there?
It is never easy to fulfill one's fate.
I think I know what to do now.
Everything is in the hands of a clown now. He is our last hope.
Okay, then. So, I think that's like a good stopping point.
Yes, I think so.
To save.
Aww.
Yes.
Well, you'll see me next week, and then you won't see me for another two weeks after that, so I will be away. Yes.
So I've saved the game, and we'll continue that game next week. We got like 10 minutes left, a little time to kill.
All right.
So, what to do? Any thoughts?
No.
Whoa, what was
I could just play some Diablo 3.
How far are you on your boomy?
I'm in Inferno difficulty now.
God.
500,000 zombies at once, huh?
Not so much that. It's more like 50 zombies that all want to hit for 50,000 a swing.
Ouch.
And I only have just... I almost have 70,000 HP.
Jeez.
Which is a lot from, based on, anytime I've joined a public game, I've had the most hit points.
So basically, nice. Basically one hit you'd be pretty much dead, and two hits you'd be certainly done for.
Well, that's assuming that they actually hit me for that amount of HP, which isn't true, because that doesn't count armor and damage reduction spells. So,
okay.
Did you level your monk up all the way, or
no? My monk's still level 15. I have a witch doctor that's level 20, but my barbarian is level 60. Let's see, current playtime 105 hours and 13 minutes.
Oh, that's all. That's
on my barbarian.
A week straight, almost.
Yeah.
It's only 5 days straight. You didn't need to sleep at all, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Dude, no wonder we haven't seen you on the messengers during the week, dude. With you work, then you come back and play that.
I know. Yeah. That's pretty much what's been happening. Let's see. We can do this quest. This will be kind of interesting. Let's see if I get murdered. Oh, I know what to do. Yes, this will be good.
Uh-oh.
I can do the secret level. Oh, wait. I gotta do it on hell difficulty, because I can't do it on Inferno yet, because I have to beat Inferno first. Sort of, essentially. So, let's relaunch to hell difficulty.
Is Inferno the highest level?
It's the hardest difficulty, yeah.
Wow.
Alright. Let's see. Templar, Scoundrel, or Enchantress to follow me? Let's go with the Enchantress. She's the most useful for a barbarian I've discovered. Alright. Now.
How can I help fight the risen
dead? As we've all heard before. Oh. Oh, I should go into town and change my abilities really quick.
That's one of the wretched mothers. There are more of them in the ruins down the road.
See, if I change my abilities in town, then there's like no cooldown on waiting for them to like reactivate. So, let me do that really quick. Let's see, frenzy with maniac. How about we'll go with sidearm or bash with pulverize, why not? Okay, and I'll stick with overpower. I don't need ignore pain on hell difficulty because I'm basically invincible.
Andrew, thank you for letting me listen to your show. I'm sure. Gonna jump out of team talk, but I'll still be listening.
Alright.
I have company for some reason, don't ask me.
Let us hurry, it is not too late to save this town.
Alright, let's see if I can get to the secret level in 5 minutes. Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna just walk past these people. Let's just jump. I can leap across the screen. That speeds things along a little bit. Okay, leap.
My spirits have lifted. This is an omen.
I'll be leaving now. I'll see you guys later.
Oh, you're gonna miss the secret level.
Oh.
We see you have brought the item. That is good. We are utterly.
Ghost of the Cow King.
Cow.
Wait, you're a cow? Where in Botrathos' name did I go wrong in my life?
You are a sleeping bag of flesh with no fur. This is no time to be silly. The level of sparkling happiness and rainbows awaits you.
You mean the cow level?
No! There is no cow level. Now, ma! Move along.
Then the ghost of the Cow King falls into the ground, and now there's a portal that says Whimsyshire. Let's go to Whimsyshire.
Right.
It's... Everything is all colorful. There are rainbows. The mini-map looks like it was drawn with crayons. It's there's flowers called Twinkle Roots that I'm killing. Let's see, what else? Chubby pink unicorn.
Do you see that enemy over there? Let us cleanse it from
Sorrow the Greedy, an enchanted twinkle root. Oh, is attacking me.
Need more time.
Die!
That is what I have.
Instead of health orbs, big giant cupcakes fall down to heal me. That's funny.
Okay, then.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Yummy.
There's, look, a happy cloud. I click on the happy cloud. It smiles and drops loot. Lovely presents that make firework sounds.
Oh, loot.
There's another happy cloud. Let's say dropped 500 gold. Yay. Mushrooms.
My god.
Sometimes this I sounds, think about this marriage.
Oh?
Yes. I think it is probably not for me.
This sounds very 8-bit.
Cuddle bears. There's little teddy bears attacking me. Pink teddy bears. Purple unicorns. Pink unicorns. Daisy. It's Maisie the Daisy. Die.
Still return.
I will not be denied.
Why do happy creatures attack you as Daisy?
It's a pot of gold behind the rainbow. It dropped 592 gold. Yay. And happy clouds. This is hilarious. This is the funniest thing ever. Let's see. There's gotta be more monsters around here. Mushrooms. Oh, there's a whole lot of cuddle bears and twinkle roots.
Not ready yet.
Back to hell, dog.
I just like killed 10 of them with one blow. Oh my god, I hit one of the teddy bears so hard its head went flying into the front of like the screen. Oh. So there you go. That is some of the sounds of the secret level of Diablo 3.
Jeez.
So tune in next
that
week.
That was worth sticking around for.
Yes.
That was fun.
It was.
So let's disconnect. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.